at the Midwest Farm and Gin Show. I'm visiting with Jimmy McMahon. First of all, Jimmy, tell me what you do.
We train Labrador retrievers for a living. We run hunt tests, which is hunting scenarios to where we train these dogs as far as hunting, but yet we get them trialed in order to give them credentials in case for breeding purposes. Mm-hmm.
So you, your company is Sure Shot Retrievers?
Sure Shot Retrievers. We're located in Covington, Tennessee.
Well, this is my first time on the show. I looked at this program and I saw puppy drawing. I've never seen this at a show. Tell us how this came about here.
Well, Mr. Tim Price gave me a call and they was interested in giving away puppies. So anyway, I think he got the word that we were breeders and mainly trainers. We do a lot more training than we do breeding. But anyway, we find them puppies every year, good quality type puppies that we try that they give away. Southern Jenners Association gives them away. We just pretty much find them for them and babysit them up till that time.
Well, it looks like you have some babysitting help out here today.
Oh, you have plenty of babysitting help. There's plenty of youngsters come through. Actually, we brought black dogs, and right now they could be yellow just because they rubbed the black off of them.
Well, let's just say that the way I heard this described to me was about 500 people are going to come up here, and 499 are going to go away disappointed.
That is so true. I'm telling you, so true. And that's the worst deal about this. There's so many kids around that, hey, there every one of them thinks they're going to win, and it just doesn't turn out like this. We have one winner. We give one away on Friday. We give one away on Saturday. And we have two winners a year, and I tell you, there's a lot of disappointed people.
Well, I just actually interviewed a guy over here who was one of your former winners, and he won it in this. He said this young boy was crying because he didn't win. He gave it to the boy, and to this day, he still stays in touch with that family. And I think that's a cool story.
That is just great. I'm going to tell you, I've never heard that, but I think that's a great thing. Mm-hmm. And I tell people that. They'll come in here, I'm going to sign up, but I really hope I don't win. I said, well, if you don't win, there's going to be at least 10 kids around here crying, and you'll make somebody's day.
That is for sure. Well, one other thing we ought to get in here is, because there are the people that have these concerns,
right.
Just talk to me about the kind of care you take with your animals and with these particular puppies, as I understand it. You make an effort to stay in touch with these winners, too, if I got it right.
Well, I'm not going to say we actually stay in touch. We do try to get them, bring them back for nothing else, obedience training, gotcha. Which is a good deal just to have in your home, just to have the dog obedience trained. I have a great partner now. His name is Tyler Patterson. We'll usually take in somewhere between 30, 35 dogs through the year. And we like I say, we run the trial, run the hunt test. We make hunting dogs out of them. Some people bring them for just obedience, and that's a great deal, too. Anytime you've got a pet, you need to be able to have control of it.
Well, thank you so much, Jimmy McMahon, for visiting with me here. Great story, great thing you're doing here with this show. Just judging by the crowd you pulled up here, I'm telling you. So here from Memphis, Tennessee, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.